In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona's schools and classrooms. Lost in the debate about ballot propositions and cuts to the First Things First program are the needs that early childhood education programs can meet. Next, we'll hear from Carolyn Green, a kindergarten teacher at Los Ranchitos Elementary, and Sunny Lopez, a pre-kindergarten teacher at Ocotillo Early Learning Center. Carolyn begins by asking Sunny about the home visits she makes as a pre-K teacher. The goal of these visits is to provide a smooth transition into each new school year, giving children and their families a chance to consult with teachers in the privacy of their own home.
Were you surprised at all with some of the backgrounds that these kids are coming from? Because obviously you're not visiting always very stable home environments.
There are some really eye-opening experiences that occur when we're on home visits. We do let the parents know ahead of time that we're not there, you know, to inspect their home or do any of those types of things. We really want to support the child and we really want to give them tools to help their children. However, we have found that parents will sometimes feel safe and secure in their home as well and share things with us that they might not have had they been invited into the classroom. One year, I'll never forget, I had a four-year-old in my classroom and her mother was struggling with cancer. And, you know, her mother passed away that year.
Wow.
And it was very, very difficult for us. But we know that had we not reached out to her and went to her in her home, we wouldn't have learned what we had from her. And we wouldn't have been able to support her daughter through the process because she really wasn't able to bring her daughter to school. She really wasn't able to be an active person in the classroom, you know, but we do know that she loved her daughter and she did have other children. And we were grateful that we had the time that we had with her because we were able to support her daughter. And I know that having the preschool family and the environment for her daughter was probably what
stability.
Helped her. Yes, what helped her get through it all.
I think that people forget that sometimes a teacher's responsibility isn't just to provide academic freedom and education. It's also to meet the emotional needs and the physical needs of our students. And, you know, I was sharing with you earlier that I definitely know the difference of my children who've gone through pre-K and the ones who haven't. And, you know, I remember one year I had a little boy that came in. He had no background whatsoever with any kind of early childhood program. I think that he was kind of tossed from babysitter to babysitter, didn't really have any kind of structure. And so it was a real culture shock for him entering my classroom on the first day of school and then having to know what it is to stand in a line. You know, that's something that we need to teach these kids. They don't necessarily know that. It's a fine line between being a mother and being their teacher. One day I ended up taking him home after tutoring class because his parents didn't have transportation. And I pulled into this trailer park, and what I saw broke my heart. I almost didn't want to leave him there, but I knew that he didn't know any different. You know, he felt like, this is my home. This is where my family is. There were 8 people that lived in that trailer. That was the year that I decided to do something about it. I reached out to people in our community. I went through Jenny over at 92.9 The Mountain, and she helped to organize this massive, I mean, it turned into something much larger than anything that I had anticipated. I thought it was going to just start with a few teachers just getting some groceries and getting some warm clothes for this little boy, because I noticed that he would come to school not very appropriately dressed for the weather. And this clothing and food drive that we did for this family, it wasn't just our community. It wasn't just Sunnyside community. It wasn't just the Southside community. It was everybody in the city. So the blessing for me in all of that was that this one family didn't just benefit from all of those things. It was several families in our school. And we even had a guy that was willing to come in to actually fix the heat in their trailer. They didn't have any heat. The windows were out, so they were all boarded up. And it just really, it gave me a stronger sense of compassion. It gave me more grace for these kids so that when they came in the morning, the first question that I asked them is, do you eat breakfast? Did you eat at your house? What did you eat? Because our school district, oh, this is a blessing. Free breakfast. Every morning, these kids get a free hot breakfast. And we are getting them as soon as they get off the bus, and we're sending them straight to the cafeteria. We're very blessed. Our district provides that for our students. They see it's a need, and very willingly, they provide it.
And you're talking about these families that you were able to show so much compassion for. And I think that we need to remember when we do all of these things that we are being great role models for these little guys, because that's when you learn it. Learn it at that age. And we have children at 4 years old that can recognize that. And that's something that they'll never forget. And in turn, it'll be something that they'll be able to do at some point for somebody else, I'm sure.
It's true.
And I'm so grateful that we're able to do those things at such an early age, because that's where, you know, they're going to take it to heart and they're going to recognize it, like you say, as the way things should be. You know, we should be taking care of one another, and we should be taking care of others.
And we are a family. Our district is a family.
Right.
And it's very humbling for me. And it's taught me to be very content with the things that I do have. And for some of these kids, especially for our homeless population that we have, in our transient population, it's the best part of their day is to be at school with us, because they don't necessarily know when they're going to lay their head at the end of the day. So it's important that we are stability for them, and that we provide those things and that sense of security. I think if you were to ask any teacher at my school, what's the most important thing that you offer? It's always safety. The first thing is always safety.
We just heard Carolyn Green, a kindergarten teacher at Los Ranchitos Elementary, and Sunny Lopez, a pre-kindergarten teacher at Ocotillo Early Learning Center. Both are in the Sunnyside School District.